What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And boy, have they been busy today. I'm way behind on my talking points. We're talking with Don in Iowa now. And Don, please pick up where you left off.
Yes, Israel, this guy Benjamin Netanyahu, it seems like he should be, shouldn't he make his exit here pretty quick? Like you say, the people don't like him. He's got all kinds of corruption charges. I was thinking he was there for a long time, but I see looking at Wikipedia, he had the position of prime minister from 96 to 99, then he took 10 years off, and then he started again in 2009, I guess. So it seems like he's been there forever, but he had 10-year vacation. But it seems to me if they would change the president, that might be a positive development.
I think it would be a very positive development. The only caution, of course, is you might get somebody who's even more hardline than Netanyahu, because you know the Knesset is just filled with hardliners, and they are caught up in this idea of being God's chosen people. They're raised from childhood to think that the world hates them and wants to destroy them. They are, for lack of a better word, fanatics on that issue. I remember one time when I was still married to my first wife, and, you know, she got into this thing about how Christians all think the Jews killed Jesus and it's taught in the churches and everything. I said, no, when I went to church, when I was very young, we were taught the Romans killed Jesus. And she lost her temper. How dare I intrude on her little fantasy world about what's going on? It really is. It's just their whole identity's caught up in all of this. And that's why it's going to be very, very hard to change the mindset of people who think they are automatically superior, who have this unshakable sense of entitlement and caught up with this victimhood idea.
Well, I would like to see peace in the Middle East and peace everywhere in the world if I had anything to say about it. But, you know, I only have one vote. So basically, I'm just an observer. I can cast my one vote for the most peace-like candidate there is, but even that is not going to work because when he gets there and the American guy gets in the Pentagon already has their 10-year plan, and they're just going to beat him down until he goes along with it. So there's not much I can do as just a human being. I mean, yeah, you can go protest for peace, but newspapers don't, the press doesn't even cover it anymore. So I guess I'll just...
No, it doesn't.
I guess I'll just take it easy and see what happens. I'll talk to you later, Mike. Thanks.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. I mean, obviously, we all want peace. We want prosperity. We want the freedom to turn our labor into the highest standard of living that we can and then leave that to the next generation. But we don't live in a society that allows that. This nation, I think, went into its terminal decline 100 years ago when we were enslaved to that Federal Reserve. And unfortunately, as Don said, it's not up to me. I am going to continue to speak on out, but I think this war is a really bad idea. The bankers love it. Banks love wars. They don't care which side wins or loses. They make money off of both sides. Basically transforming the blood of our children into gold in their pockets. It really is kind of sick. And I look at the Federal Reserve, or I look at any of these institutions that exploit the people, and I keep thinking to myself, there's never an asteroid around when you really need one. All right, let's get on back to the news here. As you know, the Democratic National Committee has filed this ridiculous lawsuit against the Russians, GRU, Guccifer II, WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, the Trump campaign, Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, Paul Manafort, Roger Stone, and a whole bunch of other people. And it's filled with these legally nutty arguments. And it's basically just another attempt to harass the administration in their rage that Hillary was not crowned queen of the empire. And again, the optics look really bad. But it is going to blow back in their face because they're being countersued by WikiLeaks and by the Trump administration, who are demanding discovery of all the relevant documents regarding who was colluding with who and access to those servers. Because the primary, you'll pardon the expression, evidence the DNC has in their lawsuit is the claim that Russia hacked the DNC servers and gave that information to WikiLeaks, that Trump knew it and allowed it to happen because it was good for his campaign. But the DNC servers have never been forensically inspected. Now, apparently, the DNC has already been told to preserve the servers as a result of all these lawsuits, which doesn't mean they haven't been in there mucking about with it during all this time. Those servers should have been seized and isolated as soon as CrowdStrike recanted their accusation that Russia did this. All right, we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And again, this is going to blow back in their face here. Now, apparently, a lawsuit has been filed against this right-wing nonprofit that's aligned with House Speaker Paul Ryan, alleging the group has violated campaign finance laws and should be required to register as a political committee, which would mean disclosing its deep pocket donors. Now, those deep pocket donors don't want to be disclosed because they're now aware that the American people are now aware of the big money corruption that has wrecked this country. We know about some of the players, Sheldon Adelson. We know about George Soros. There's a lot of other people behind the scenes who are using their money to reshape the nation to their own ends. And it's a complete violation of the democratic process. And it's the reason when this country was started, there were strict limits on campaign donations so that a candidate's campaign war chest was a reflection of their popular support. And over the years, especially with that ridiculous Citizens United decision saying that corporations are persons for the purpose of freedom of speech, it's been reversed. Politicians don't go out fundraising among the people. I mean, they'll do a token effort. But if you look at the actual filings with the Federal Election Commission, you'll see that the vast majority of the money of these candidates, like Hillary Clinton, is coming in from Wall Street, large corporations, and very, very rich people. Doesn't even want to bother with the nickel and dime stuff. And that's not the way it's supposed to work, because it offers the running of this nation up for sale. You know the TV series Storage Wars, about they go around and they open up storage lockers where the rent stops being paid and they rummage through it. I almost think we need a show called Congress Wars, where lobbyists show up at Congress and they fight over, you know, who's going to give the most money to members of Congress to get what they want. Now, here's a good one. And apparently, and this is getting zero coverage from the corporate media, but apparently, according to Federal Election Commission records, the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign laundered $84 million through the campaign in order to evade federal campaign finance law. Now, there's been a lawsuit filed in a D.C. district court, and it summarizes the DNC-Clinton conspiracy and provides detailed evidence from the FEC filings, confirming the complaint's allegations that Democrats undertook an extensive scheme to evade federal campaign limits. And you're not going to see that on the corporate media. All right, let's take another phone call. James in Ohio, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Wow, things have changed in the past 30 years or so, haven't they? Imagine if somebody yes. back then had prophesied that Russia would be the last openly declared Christian nation, and they might be in a position where they are compelled to vaporize the state of Israel. I mean, you and I probably would have been all for committing them to an institution, but the fact is that the world's primary problem is comprised of the American ruling class and the state of Israel, and they are virtually one and the same thing, in my opinion.
Yes.
And, you know, if something should happen to them, I think we would enter a new golden age of peace and prosperity and technological development that would make all in the past pale by comparison. I don't think any group has this craven need for, you know, the dark side that these people do.
Well, don't forget the private central bankers. We will never have prosperity long as we are being held in debt slavery, which is what private central banks are set up to do.
I count the private central bankers as part of that group. But as far as Samantha Power, Nikki Haley, she's finally come out and explained the differences between what the White House says and what she says. She said she's looking to Alexander Haig as a legal precedent. When he said, "I'm in charge now," at least he was Secretary of State, you know.
Yeah.
But I think, we're going to eventually see a world war, but a hopeful thing is that if you look at the past wars, it can be said that the leadership controls it or the people are responsible, but it can also be said that the inventors determine who the winners are. And I can tell you there's going to be some new things under the sun. And probably some things that I'm not aware of either. I also heard something interesting. Glenn Danzig said he was talking about his controversial political beliefs, which fall on either left or right sides. And I'm all a big fan of Putin's so-called far-right advisor when he said we need to look beyond left and right. We have to remember that the bankers are the ones who created communism. And so, obviously, left and right aren't filling our need for a just and fair society. So we need to pick out the good from both and create an entirely new system. And I say that as a lifelong member of the far right. But Glenn Danzig said that the people don't want to know about all the stuff that goes on as far as national decisions, wars, the great injustices, because knowing confers responsibility.
Yes.
I think he's absolutely right. So, but that's about all I have for you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call, James. We're going to let you go here. And getting on back to our news here. Now, apparently, something has come out of the McCabe probe, and this was sort of buried inside the Inspector General's report on Andrew McCabe. It was apparently the story of an August 2016 phone call from a high-ranking Justice Department official who is not named, and McCabe got the impression that this high-ranking official was trying to shut down the FBI's investigation into the Clinton Foundation while Hillary Clinton was running for president. And the official was apparently very ticked off at the FBI and demanded to know why the FBI was still pursuing the Clinton Foundation when the Justice Department considered the case dormant. And former FBI officials said the fact that a call was even made is more stunning than the content, because the Department of Justice is not supposed to call over and decide for the FBI what they should investigate and not investigate. And again, this goes back to that story where pretty much everybody inside the Beltway in Washington, D.C. is tangled up with that Clinton Foundation one way or the other. It was being used as a slush fund. It was being used as a money laundry. It was being used for tax avoidance. The one thing it was not being used for was charity. And apparently the paperwork on the foundation showed that only 6% of the revenues raised went to actual charitable activities, and the Clinton Foundation kept 94% of the rest. Now, this clearly violates the terms of being a 501c3 charitable nonprofit foundation. And the fact that the IRS still has not addressed that issue tells you just how terrified of the Clintons' corruption all of Washington, D.C. is. Because if that 501c3 was declared to be invalid because they weren't playing by the rules, then the Clintons would be personally liable for all the taxes on all of that cash. So there's a big, ugly secret in there everybody is trying to protect. And it includes the foundation, and it includes Hillary's email server. And again, it is a legitimate question to ask if Hillary Clinton, while Secretary of State, was repeating the 1996 ChinaGate scandal, selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests using her weak email server to deliver the materials and her so-called charitable foundation to collect and launder the money. It is a question that needs to be asked and asked again and asked again, and it's a question that deserves an answer. Now, turning to the economy, the Dow had a really, really bad day. Apparently, poor earnings reports sparked a sell-off. At one point, it was 600 points down. It ended, 424 down. So even the plunge protection team couldn't get it back up there. And getting on back to what I said about the debt. Interesting article over at Zero Hedge talking about how America is paralyzed by the mounting debt. And ever since the creation of the Federal Reserve, the government borrows money. And the Federal Reserve issues all the public currency as a loan at interest. This is completely opposite the system the United States was set up with. It is a replay of the very banking system we fought the American Revolution to break free of. And year after year, Congress has made no payments on the principal. They just make payments on the interest. And the interest payments alone are like going to hit $1 trillion during the next decade. That is more than the U.S. spends each year on Medicaid and the military. That's where most of your money is going, that private central bank. Over the next 10 years, every American household will be taxed $55,000 just to pay the interest on the national debt. This is clearly unsustainable. Another article, this is out of Lou Rockwell, saying we may be coming to the end of the debt as currency era. Because a lot of people have criticized the Federal Reserve system. Mark Twain criticized it. Charles Lindbergh criticized it, basically saying that if the government can print a treasury bond, they can print a dollar bill. But the dollar bill enriches and empowers the people, and the treasury bond benefits the bankers. And that's the way it was set up to be. And the defenders of the Federal Reserve are always saying, oh, the debt doesn't really matter. There's always been debt. It's not that big a deal. Well, before the creation of the Federal Reserve, yes, there was debt. There were mortgages. There were loans for factories and so forth. But debt wasn't the basis of the entire economic system. Value was. Debt played a much, much smaller role in the U.S. economy. And back during then, we had greater progress and productivity. Story out of Investment Watch blog. Warning to all, the establishment reveals the people are liable for the debt. The central bankers are showing how nervous they are about the crypto market. They're trying to drive us back to the Federal Reserve notes because they make money off of those, but not the cryptos. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back with a phone call.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. Just to chime in on what James just said from Ohio, and to kind of go a little bit further than that, we know who the central bankers are. We really know who they are. We know who the media is. We know who Hollywood is. And I just was going to bring something up that happened in California yesterday. But before I say that, since you were in the entertainment industry, and in
yes.
L.A., you know, they film all over L.A. And
yes.
My wife was a very senior budget person for the city. And it cost the city, which gives Hollywood, the production companies, like huge freebies, like tens of millions of dollars a year. To allow them to film for free, reroute traffic, you know, assign officers there, the whole shot. But at any rate, so there's that. They get a break on everything, all the filming they do in L.A., and I know you know about that. It's a major pain
yes.
in the butt for the citizens to have to go through this. But then yesterday I read where the state legislature in California gave the entertainment industry, or basically the production companies, a $330 million tax cut.
Yes.
So So just to recruit, we gave the bankers $20 trillion that we know about out of our money. We send Israel $40 billion over 10 years, and that's lowballing it by a large measure. They can film for free in L.A., and they're getting $300 million. So we're paying them big money. They're getting all these tax. We're being looted 6 ways from Sunday.
Okay, well, let me address that issue of the tax cuts and the tax breaks, because what is happening in entertainment right now? First of all, everybody in the world knows what Los Angeles looks like because of all the production going there, and it's one of the reasons why productions are now going elsewhere. Other countries are using tax incentives to lure the production to their shores because it provides employment for their own domestic film production people, and it's good for tourism. People like to stand around and watch a movie set while they're filming something on location. We had similar tax incentives here in Hawaii back when I was working on Lost and Off the Map. Unfortunately, because of people saying, why are we giving these very rich Hollywood people more of our money, the tax cuts were rescinded. And as a result, several productions that had been planning to come here to Hawaii instead went down to either Mexico or New Zealand. So that's the thinking behind that. So what California is trying to do is lure film production back from other countries, back to Southern California, because they do have this incredible investment in the studio system, and they don't want that to all fall apart. They don't want all those people on unemployment.
Well, Mike, I hear what you're saying, but I don't get anything for that, really. And I'm paying for it in the city, right, as a taxpayer. I'm paying for it in the state as a taxpayer. I don't get anything for that. The industry, which is dominated by a particular group of people, gets all that. And another thing that always makes me angry, Mike, is when we have to pay all over the country, but here too, these billionaires to build their sports arenas at our expense.
Yes.
It bothers me greatly. Why should we be bailing out these damn billionaires? So,
Again, the thinking behind that is a sports stadium is a job creator and a revenue creator and a source of new tax revenues, and that's the justification behind that. However, that being said, I am one of those people who think that these billionaire owners of these sports teams ought to be building their own stadiums, but they could then turn around and say, well, we're not going to share the revenue with the local government. So it's a little more complex than you might, on first view think it is.
Well, I know it is, and I know that there's a certain amount of ripple effect for having the industry here and all, but I also know that they're not paying any taxes and I am, That bothers me. These billionaires.
Well, they're still paying taxes. They're not paying much. The tax incentives are not a complete write-off. It is a reduction to make it more attractive economically to continue filming in California. So the studios are still paying taxes. The movie theaters are still paying taxes. The distribution companies are still paying taxes. And it's an effort to keep filmmaking in California. In light of so many movies that are now being made in other countries around the world.
I got you, Mike. Don't like it, but I understand it.
Well, it's a complex business, but you always remember that show business is first and foremost a business, even setting aside all this stuff about Harvey Weinstein and his extracurricular activities. Anyway, listen, Peter, we're going to let you go. We're coming up on another commercial break here, and we'll be right back with more news after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The
and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economic news here. We're talking about the $400 trillion with a T pension crisis. There isn't enough money out there to bail the system out. And most of these pensions were defunded during that 2008 meltdown of the mortgage-backed security fraud. So what are they going to do? Well, they're going to probably demand that pension contributions go up and that pension benefits be slashed. But they might want to be careful about that because they tried doing that in Nicaragua, and it's triggered nationwide riots. And it's gotten so violent and deadly, the State Department is pulling their embassy staff out of the country. So you never know what's going to tip the people over the edge. It's like when you look at the Romanian Revolution. 2 weeks before it all happened, you were just walking around Romania. You would have thought everything's fine. A lot of TV cameras on the streetlights and everything. And then all of a sudden there was this sporting event. And it just all of a sudden turned into a political rally. 2 weeks later, Ceausescu was machine gunned to death on Romanian national TV. So you don't know what could set it off. Russia bought 300,000 ounces of gold in March. They are coming up on 2,000 tons in gold reserves. That's a lot of gold. Now, Turkey has brought their gold home as well. Everybody's grabbing the gold because they know the dollar is doomed, and they want to have something on which to base a new value-based currency. Sudan has now invited Russia to take part in that country's oil and gas projects. And it's another example of how, as the U.S. gets more and more militaristic and less economical, countries are pivoting away. They're pivoting to Russia. They don't want war. They want to do business. BRICS is talking about creating a new international trade currency of their own, which, if adopted by the BRICS nations and others, would be another sledgehammer blow to the dollar. Now, the only thing propping up our economy right now is the foreign demand for petrodollars. And if that goes away, the domestic economy is going to collapse. There's nothing else left to hold it up. We don't have enough manufacturing. Nobody wants our GMO agriculture. It is all going to come apart. We don't know when, but the time to start preparing for it is right the heck now. Now, the U.S. is wringing its hands over China's latest technological accomplishment, or plan, rather. China is planning to build a high-speed rail connecting Kunming in its Yunnan province with the rest of Southeast Asia. And they're already in the planning stage. They're moving forward on this. In the landlocked nation of Laos, the tunnels and bridges are already under construction. And the United States is out there saying, how dare you do that? How dare you build an efficient train system? And, of course, the United States, along with most of Europe, has condemned China's One Belt, One Road infrastructure program. And U.S. and European policies are saying Beijing is trying to create a debt trap diplomacy. No, China is just investing in the future. They're investing in infrastructure, which the U.S. can't do because all of its money is going to the machinery of war. And our infrastructure is crumbling. We can't compete with China in this area. But rather than say, let's pull back on the wars and spend that money making our nation great again, they go on out and say, you shouldn't do that. It's unfair. It's unfair for you to have this One Belt, One Road. It's unfair for you to have high-speed trains. You're just being mean to us now. All right, let's take a phone call. Rick in Arizona, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Pensions, but first I want to make a comment about stadiums. You know, the Raiders stadium in Las Vegas, and this is a typical example of how they do it and why they do it. They do the bond offering, which takes forever to pay off. But they front load it with all sorts of crap, like hiring minorities. You have to have so many black people working there. You have to have so many, whatever. It's all front loaded with that. That's one of the main reasons. Now, the pensions, Mike, don't sweat it. Gas is going back to $4 or $5 a gallon, and that's what the high price of gas does. It throws off all those profits from the oil companies into those pension funds. So I think Trump's got it under control. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, well, you're welcome, but I definitely disagree. We know Social Security is underfunded, going back to Bill Clinton. We know that both public and private pensions are looking at serious shortfalls. They can't pay the promised benefits. And again, all the nation's wealth has been sucked up by the private central banks and the war machine and Israel. There is nothing left. Americans are literally living on the scraps falling from the tables of our royalty. That's not a way for a free people to be living. Okay, Trump has laid down the law regarding these illegal caravans, and Attorney General Sessions has given the order. Anyone crossing the border will be arrested, detained, and deported. I hope they have a lot of people down there because that caravan is very, very large. And I think the thinking of the caravan is some of us may get arrested, but most of us will make it through. And I think it would be very good to have enough manpower down there where that caravan is coming across to basically dissuade them from that notion. And it's time to deal with this. And I think a good object lesson right now is Colombia. because, as you know, Venezuela is, they're in the middle of an economic collapse. And as a result, migrants are leaving Venezuela, pouring into Colombia without any control. And now Colombia's economy is feeling the strain. Apparently, they're getting more than 100,000 a month, most of them illegally crossing the border. Let's take a phone call. Jeff in Georgia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Michael. You got the greatest show on earth.
Thank you.
Yesterday, Bernie Sanders. Bernie, can you hear me well?
You're on the air.
Yeah. Yesterday, Bernie Sanders called for full employment. I call for full employment, but the difference between me and Bernie is he's controlled by bankers, and I want to be free from bankers, okay? Full employment's a great ideal. Everybody on earth should be employed that's able to work, but he will keep the bankers in control. Michael, everybody's calling in about our monetary situation. You talked about Venezuela. The world owes $100 trillion. You agreed with me one time that the fraudulent fractional banking system is fraudulent. You can call for debt relief by saying we need to cancel the debt, and we need to do it holding hands with other countries, because if we let the bankers are smarter than us. I want to tell you right now, that's how they've controlled us for hundreds of years. They are smarter, but we collectively can compete against them by taking away their power, and it's their money. When you call for debt relief and the cancellation of the debt, if a politician in this country called for the cancellation of the debt and to do it internationally, you would have people all around the earth marching to do that, because if money is loaned from major banks and they don't have the money, it's fractional banking, we can legitimately cancel that. Yes, sir.
No, I was just clearing my throat.
Yes, Michael, that's...
Well, let me back up to what you just said. I don't know if you can legitimately cancel the portion of your debt that was created with fractional reserve banking. I agree it's a scam and a fraud. Unfortunately, the bankers own the politicians, and the politicians write the law, and the law says that you are, you're in debt for the full amount of the principal plus the accruing interest. And I understand that what you're saying is that the money is created illegitimately through fractional reserve banking. But again, you have to be very careful what you want to do about it. If you want to stay on the side, if you want to stay out of jail, is basically what it comes on down to. I think any politician who stood up and called for debt relief would probably be assassinated almost immediately. And that's based on the history that I researched for my article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, which you might be having a time. We're going to have to see the system collapse on down. And it is on the verge of collapse, because there literally is not enough money to pay off all this debt. It's going to have to come down. And when we restart civilization, we're going to have the very first law carved in stone. No more private central banks, no more debt-based currency. All monetary units are based on a unit of intrinsic value.
Michael, when a nation breaks down, it will go the pattern that it has for millennia. It will break down into violence. It will break down into street wars. We have to reform it and try to prevent that. I mean, we owe it to the future of our kids.
You can't reform a system that doesn't want to reform. You can't reform a system that is protected by the political system, unless you want to resort to violence, and I'm not ready to cross that line.
Okay, well, I'm not for violence, Michael, but hey, you got a great show, and God bless you, brother.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And again, if you go back and you look at the history of the French Revolution, they did initially target the bankers before they worked their way up to Louis XVI and Marie Antoinette, because the French understood who were the instruments of their oppression. Not the author of it, that was the royalty and the nobility, but the instrument of their oppression was the bank. And we have that same situation here right now. We have been sold. back into the same system of predatory banking we fought the revolution to break free of. Now, apparently over in the European Union, there's this Bjarni Benediktsson, who's Iceland's finance minister, and he's concerned about protecting their national interests while the EU is trying to bring Iceland into the collective, and Iceland doesn't want to go. The EU brands Iceland's independence as a nuisance. So the EU is trying to expand, gobble up more countries. Iceland's a nice place. Leave them alone. Okay, another phone call. Mike in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah. Hi. I heard you guys talking about, you know, what we're going to do about all this debt. And, you know, well, instead of, if people just wouldn't participate, I think that's the first thing, meaning, you know, we have cryptocurrencies, and they're here to stay. All right, but every, you know, you have two sides to the story saying, you know, it's a fraud and it could be hacked into and, you know, there's nothing backing it up. But you know what? All of those excuses pertain to the situation we're in with central banking, the fractional reserve, you know, creation of debt.
Yes.
So, but, you know, but the, you know, it's people are, they're a little bit afraid of computers, and they're a little bit, I mean, every book in the past, what, 5, 10 years, when I was a kid, nobody had a cell phone. I mean, all of a sudden in the past few years, everybody's looking at their cell phone, everybody's, you know, on social media, everybody's very familiar with, we have the power, to actually just not participate. And I think in a non-participation, you won't have violence and civil unrest and, global wars and stuff like that. So it's going to be interesting to see which way this goes, because the debt is going to be a big problem. And sooner or later, there's going to be no way, and Jose, you know, there is no way, Jose, now, is a, you know, with the unfunded liabilities. But therefore, I don't know. Like I said, when Bitcoin first came out, I thought this was definitely going to be our redemption. But you know, I guess it's just going to have to take time. And I hope it doesn't
explode.
Well,
the private central banks are already pushing back against the cryptos because they're not making interest on the cryptos because they're not loaned into circulation. It's the same rationale they had to get rid of John F. Kennedy's United States note. Okay, and when the economic collapse comes, people are going to basically turn to whatever is at hand that represents a known medium of exchange, whether it's going to be script that's printed up at the local level. There was an interesting story about how this newspaper in this town during the Depression of the 1930s printed up these certificates for free advertising, took them around to the local stores to get the paper and ink and other supplies necessary to run the newspaper. And these little certificates for the advertising were eventually seen as more trustworthy than the U.S. paper dollar. And the entire town started using them as their currency. So, you know, white seashells or who knows what's going to be grabbed onto. Could be cryptocurrency. I think if there is a collapse, though, the computers on which the cryptocurrency are running may be inaccessible. And I think people have an instinctive desire to actually hold their wealth in their own hands and decide where it's going to go. So I don't think crypto is going to work. Plus, a lot of states are already starting to pass laws against the cryptocurrencies. Here in Hawaii, they passed a law. I can't own a Bitcoin wallet in this state. And, you know, this is obviously coming down from the bankers.
That's because it's decentralized. You just answered what I was just going to say.
Yeah.
It's decentralized, and they can't get their hands on it. They can't, you know, do all the things that they're doing, loaning it out at interest, okay? They have no interest. And so, yeah, no, I appreciate your comments, and I guess I got to get going. So,
all right. Well, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. All right. Now then, over back in the European Union, and this is probably especially a dig at Viktor Orban and Hungary, the EU is now going to start dispersing funds to the member states, not on the basis of what countries need them, but on the basis of values. In other words, they're basically spending the money on those nations that support EU values, including the acceptance of mass migration. So they're applying financial pressure there. We're going to take another break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Last segment of our program today and catching up on the news here. Apparently, the billionaire Koch brothers are demanding Congress pass amnesty for the DACA illegal aliens as quickly as possible. Still pushing that globalist open border agenda. And again, they're caught up with this idealism. You know, of one planet, one government, one private central bank. And they're oblivious to the problems this is causing all over not only the United States, but Europe as well. And their attitude seems to be, well, so some women are getting raped and there's been an increase in murders, and it's a small price to pay for our dream of a one world government. And I know that globalists have been around for a very, very long time. And every time they try and make a push for a global government, it usually blows up in their face. And I think it's about to in this case as well, because nothing is going to put an end to the one world government idea quicker than a global nuclear war. Over in Great Britain, and this is one of those where you scratch your heads and say, how do people like this get into positions of power and authority? Three former Telford lawmakers, including one who oversaw the social services department during the town's Muslim rape gang epidemic, have now been exposed as pedophiles. Apparently, Graham Bould, 60 years old, was convicted in 2001 for sexually assaulting a 15-year-old boy in Telford. He served as chairman of the Shropshire County Council's Social Services Department from 1993 to 1998. The same victim was also sexually assaulted by an Anglican vicar and county councillor, Michael Keane, who's 78 years old. Keane was imprisoned for 15 months, but Bould avoided a prison term because he admitted to sexually assaulting the child. I don't get it. I just don't get it. And I'm not even all that curious for any kind of an explanation. It's just, it's wrong. Absolute wrong. Anyway, apparently, over in Massachusetts, there's been a bit of a dust-up. This is a flashback story, but it's got a postscript to it. There was this Massachusetts lab technician, Sonia Farrakh, who was in charge of the lab that tested drugs confiscated by the police from accused drug criminals. Only her idea of testing them was to take some of them herself. And in 2014, Farrakh was sentenced to 18 months in prison, was released in 2015. It took another 3 years for the courts to toss 11,000 convictions tainted by this worker. So this lab technician was out of prison before the people she had helped wrongfully convict. Now, there's a $5.7 million civil case against Farrakh brought by Ronaldo Panatti, who was convicted using her testimony. On the day Sonia tested the drugs involved in his case, she had smoked crack in the bathroom in addition to taking acid or LSD. And the man served over 5 years in prison based on her tripped out testimony before his conviction was vacated. Now, where was management and supervision? That's what I want to know. So, Farrakh is apparently arguing that even if the jury had known she was high, they still would have convicted him. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Stay tuned for the John Stadmiller program. I'm sure he's got lots and lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here and on the whatreallyhappened.com website. Share them with everybody that you know. Forget about social media. It's being heavily filtered. Just talk to people. Let's go back to the days of the sneaker net. Put down that tablet and smartphone and actually talk to other people. You'll find it's a rewarding. Actually, Chris Hinckley is filling in for John Stadmiller today. I just got that word. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.